Today's daf is Brachas Daf Yutes, and we will do a sugya here from Yutes Mabez. One of the aspects of Losasur. So the Gemara here discusses on Yutes Mabez the sugya of Kavod Abrios, sugya of which halachos, which mitzvos even might be able to be pushed aside in order for, with the goal of human dignity, Kavod Abrios Docho Losase Shabbat Torah. It's discussed here, Kilayim, somebody's wearing shatnez in the shuk, you know, what do we do? If they would take off their clothes, they would be embarrassed, but they're wearing shatnez, what do you do? And if it's your own clothes, if it's your friend's clothes, all the different aspects discussed. So the Gemara, a number of times, said again and again that Kavod Abrios would be Doche, at least if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. As long as it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, right, so it starts off as D'Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan could say, okay, our din does not apply in a case where human dignity might be violated. But if it's an Issa D'Araisa, so then it doesn't matter. If Torah says something's Asr, something's Asr. There's no way of getting out of that. So one of the phrases, one of the sections, right in the middle here of Yotes Mabez, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Godol Kavod Abrios Shedoch Es Los Asei Shabbat Torah. Kavod Abrios is so powerful that it could even push off a losase. Right? So what does that mean? Rashi explains, Kasal Gadaitach Kol Losase Kamar. So we assume that means all losases. Kavod Abrios is doche even Isurei Daraisa. Right? If there's working on Shabbos and kosher, right? Kavod Abrios. So the Gemara says, V'yamai, why would that be? According to the Braisa, Lema ein chachma vein tfuna vein etzel neged Hashem. As the Pasuk said, the Gemara darshened earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, so to speak, wins. When a person is kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, kalmakam yishchil Hashem, the Gemara said up above, ein chalkin kavod l'rav. So the Gemara answered, this Braisa does not mean kavod abrius is doche all losases, but one specific losase. Tirgama Rav Bar Shva Kame de Rav Kahana Bilav de Losasur. The Lav of Losasur, the Isser of swerving from what the rabbis have told us, the mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanan and the Losase of not listening to them, that's what's being referred to. So Kavod Abrios could push off that Losase. So the Gemara says, one second, Achichole Lav de Losasur Daraisahi. Right, one second, is that. Right, is that Raisa? Right, the Gemara said the language of the Raisa is that Kavod Abrios pushes away a losase in the Torah. So if it's about listening to the rabbis, if you're saying, I mean, that's purely Drabanan, so then the Raisa's language doesn't fit in. Answer, Amar of Kahana, Gavra Rabba Aramil Solotachi Chole. If a great person says something, don't question, just try to figure it out what he means. Kol Mili Drabanan, Asmechinu Alav de Losasar. No, we're talking about here, Dinan Drabanan. Isurei D'Rabbanan that the Rabbanan connected to, that found the hint in Losasur, not the full Din D'Araisa of Losasur, Din D'Rabbanan, which were included in Losasur, so that's what the Braisa is referring to. It calls it Losase because it's connected to that Losase, but really it's not the real Losase. It's the Din D'Rabbanan that we have to listen to the Rabbanan, Umishim Kvodo Shara Rabbanan, and because of Kavod Abrios we're allowed to. So, once the dust settles, the Gemara seems to say that with like, as we assumed earlier, Isurei D'Rabbanan can be pushed aside because of Kavod Abrios for human dignity, but not Isurei D'Araisa. What does this Braisa mean? That you can push off a Losase? Is referring to Isurei D'Rabbanan that are connected to the Losase of Losasur, but it still holds the principle as we mentioned earlier. Right, and this Gemara opens up a huge discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban. As we know from elsewhere, again, it's known as the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban's Kasha, but again, it flows from this Gemara. This Gemara sounds like, if I listen to the rabbis about an Issa D'Rabbanan, so then I am fulfilling a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, and if I don't listen, I'm violating an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like. And that's what we would have assumed. Right, if I eat chicken and milk, I'm violating an Issa D'Rabbanan of eating chicken and milk. Right, if I do any Issa D'Rabbanan, that's the pashtus. The Rambam has a unique shita in this regard. And this is what we're going to talk about in the show a little bit today. Again, Losasur, the mitzvah of listening to the Rabbanan, and the Losasur of not listening has many different parts to it. Right, we have number one, where do they get that power from? What are the limitations of the Rabbanah? What are they allowed to voice their opinion about? What are they allowed? Not allowed to make takanas about. Right? We have milsa de la shchicha lo gozer be Rabbanan. Or, certain areas of that they have power. Hefker best and hefker. They have power in monetary law. So there's many different discussions about their authority. But we're going to focus on not their authority, but our obligation to listen to them. But within that, that's also a big discussion. There's a mitzvah. We'll read it from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam. But again, the Chinuch writes that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah zaseh and a mitzvah lo zaseh. Listening to the Rabbanan and not violating what the Rabbanan say in terms of teaching us the Torah. For sure, that's included in lo zaseh. If the Rabbanan explained to me how to do a mitzvah daraisa and I don't listen, so then for sure, if I don't listen, or if the Bez Sanhedrin HaGadol says something about a mitzvah daraisa, that for sure is included. Says the Chinuch in Parsha Shoftim. Shinimnanu milachlok al bali kabbalah aleihem hashalom. Umilashano says divrehem. Filatzos mi mitzvasa mechalin yoni haTorah. We can't turn. Lo sasur b'nadav she'egidu l'cha yaminu small. You can't turn right or left. That is a mitzvah's lo sase. And included in this, obviously related, is the concept of Zakin Mamre, the rebellious elder, one of the Sanhedrin that was outvoted and still goes against all the other 70 and tells everybody to follow him. And he's one of the Dalet Shetzrich HaNachrazo, one of the four people that we announced about before he is put to death. But that is a mitzvah, and an aseh and a lo saseh in Parsha Shoftim. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Bisharshi mitzvah, what's the sharsh of this mitzvah? You have to have, if you want a system of religion and of law that works, you have to have people listen to the authority. And if the authority is not listened to, and they can do whatever they want, that undermines the whole system. People think differently. Everybody has 10 different opinions about everything, especially us Jews. If we let everybody interpret the psukim of the Torah however they want, I think the pasuk means this, and you think the pasuk means that. Okay, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Right, everybody can do whatever they want. So then there won't be one religion. Yifarish kolechan, we have divrei Torah, kfi svaraso, v'yarbe machlokes, v'yisro b'mashmoz ha-mitzvahs. There's so much machlokes as it is. But imagine if everybody could just interpret the psukim however they want, v'teyas ha-Torah, k'kama Toros, and that we can't have. So that's why the Torah gives the power to the Sanhedrin, the Rabbanan, to interpret, to Chazal, to go to the depths of their, of the Mesorah that they have, along with their Svara, and we need to follow them. Afilu yuhem tomid avrechem edvarim. And even if they might make a mistake in one of the thousand things that they say, better for the system to be able to listen to them, even if that's one mistake. And roilon alachol kaleim avol nasek hatousam. V'tov lisbol toas echad v'yuk hakol mesurim tachas daitam hatov tamid. Even if we lose one, that would destroy the whole religion. So that is not agreed upon, that there is a mitzvah and a aseh and a los aseh that we have to listen to the Rabbanan, how they interpret the Torah. The chiddush of the Rambam, which seems to be beferish against our Gemara, is what he includes in this. We have to listen to them how they interpret the Torah. Fine. That's daraisa. What about if they make a rabbinic law? If they make a din d'rabbanan, we also have to listen to them. But if I don't listen to them, is that an iser d'oraisa included in lo sasur? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says yes. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, and also in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shorash Aleph, he discusses this. Says the Rambam, call me She'ina Osef. Behora asan over below sasei. Shnemer lo sasei min adavar sheyigidu l'cha. What's included? Echad advarim shalamdu osa mipi ashmua, v'hein Torah shebal peh. V'echad advarim shalamdu osa mipi daiton, ba'achas ben amidos, sha'achar did reshes b'hem. Whether it's what they got the Mesorah from Torah shebal peh, whether they interpreted psukim in a certain way, and it appears this way. V'echad advarim shalamdu osa siyag la Torah. And even if they make a gzera. If I eat chicken and milk, says the Rambam, I'm not only violating an Issa D'Rabbanan, I'm violating an Issa D'Oraisa of not listening to the Rabbanan. Unbelievable. That's not today's topic. But kol echad ve'echad mishlosha dvarim elu. All three. Mesorah Torah Shebal Peh, how they interpret the psukim and the Rabbanans, all of those are included. We have to listen. If I don't, I violate the los assay of not listening to the Rabbanan. Harehu omer apia Torah sheyarucha iluk zeros vatakonos vaminhagos sheyorim larabim kelechazik hadas ulesakin haolam. Right? Laws that they make to strengthen the religion and to fix the world. V'yalamishpana sheyom aluchatase, etc. So, this is the sheet of the Rabbah. So, number one, it seems to be against our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, what's the answer of our Gemara? Oh, we're talking about Dinin Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan found a hint to it connected to Los Asay, to Los Asur, and that's what the Gemara refers to, that Kavod HaBriyos is Docha Los Asay Shabbat Torah. So the Rambam does fit into the language of the Gemara in the Havamina, that connected to Los Asur are these Dinin Drabbanan, but the Gemara seems to say that they're Drabbanan. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, you know, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? Los Asur is only for Dinim Daraisa, not for Dinim Drabbanan. Number one. Number two, the strong, well-known question of the Ramban on the Rambam is that, what about all the principles that we have that are different between Dinim Drabban and Dinim Daraisa? There are many kulas. Most famously, Savik Drabban Lekula. If I'm not sure about something, by a Din Drabban, I could be Makel. Savik Daraisa Lechumra. But you never have that principle according to the Rambam. Because every Drabbanan is really Daraisa. So whenever you have a Savi Drabbanan, it's really a Savi Daraisa, and therefore you should go to Chumra. So how do you have any, when do you ever have to apply the principle of Savi Drabbanan Lekula? That is the Ramban's question. So even before we answer, we shouldn't only blame this on the Rambam. He probably got this from his father's Rebbe, the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash in a Tshuva. Tshuva's Rimi Gash. Simon, we quoted one, I think, yesterday also. Amazing, two in a row. Kuf Mem Ches. The Rimi Gash says this as well. The Rimi Gash says, if somebody makes a shvua to be mevatel mitzvah, if I swear I'm not putting on tefillin today, that shvua is meaningless because I already took a shvua at Har Sinai that I have to put on tefillin. So if I make a shvua not to do a mitzvah, so that's a meaningless shvua. So ask the Rimi Gash, is that only by mitzvahs daraisa? What if I make a shvua not to light Hanukkah candles? Is that binding? Because that's not Har Sinai. Right, so is that binding? Says the Rimi Gash, it's not binding. It's not binding, because at Har Sinai we also swore that we would listen to the Rabbanan, and included in that, or Dinin Rabbanan they create. Tshuva, Mishanishma Levatel Mitzvah, Midra Rabbanan, Hu Bichlal, Masha Amru Nishma Levatel Asa Mitzvah. That's included. Lefisha Minat Torah, Mitzvah Hu, Shiyakaya Mitzvah Drabbanan. According to Torah law, there's a mitzvah to listen to what the rabbi said, even about rabbinic laws. So that's exactly the Rambam Shita. And he quotes that Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel, that the basis of making a bracha, asher kedushan b'mitzvosav, and a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is based on Los Asur. So again, the question is, what do we do for the Rambam? Right, the Rambam seems to be against our Gemara, and what about Savi d'rabbanan l'kula? So, many suggestions given, we'll mention three quick ones, and then we'll talk about the Ramban Shita. The Rambam, a very popular approach for the Rambam, is mentioned even in one line in the Ramban. The Ramban in his Hasakas to Shorash Aleph, he mentions this, and the Megillas Esther mentions this, and the Meshechachba. The Meshechachba in Parshas Shoftim has the largest treatment, I think, of this issue, and where he says basically four words, Kahai Gavno Lo Tiknu. The Rabbanan built in that their dinim should only apply when they're Vadai dinim. When they're dinim, when you violated Issa Darabbanan, okay, you violated Issa Daraisa. If I eat chicken and milk, so then I violate an Issa Daraisa. But what if I'm not sure? What if I have a suffix? I'm not sure if I made a bracha or not before I started eating. So there, that's the concept of suffix brachos lahakel. But many say that's based on suffix drabana lakula. So there, oh, you should be machmir, because if every drabana is a daraisa, then you should make it. No. It's built in. The rabbanan, when they enacted their laws, they said only do our laws when it's for sure. But once it's a suffix, so then there's no obligation to do our laws. It falls away. A suffix means there's no obligation. It's not that you're misupik, so you know you should be machmir. The second that it's only in doubt, the Rabbanan built into the system that it should be not there. Not that there is still a suffix. That's what the Meshechachma, again, we're not going to read the whole thing, but that's what the Meshechachma explains in Parshas Shoftim. Here he has a number of crucial pieces here in Parsha Shoftim, where he talks about Los Asur. That's where he discusses that mitzvahs d'oraisa are inherently valuable, the toche, the content of that law. But the content of a din d'rabbanan, does Hashem for sure, is he for sure happy about that? We have no idea. We have no idea that whether Hashem agrees that it should be an isser of basar of b'chalav, or an isser d'rabbanan of musical instruments on Shabbos, whatever it is. The important point by the Rabbanan is listening to them, right? Not the content of what they say. Like a mashal, he gives a mashal. What about Morid b'malchus, rebelling against the king? The king wants to build a highway through my backyard. I have to listen, because he's doing it for the good of the country. So does Hashem really care the content of that rutzon of his? No. The point is, I have to listen to the king. The point here is, I have to listen to the rabbis. I have to listen to the Rabbanan. But it's not dafka that what they say inherently is as valuable as what the Torah says. The Torah says eating beef and milk is abhorrent and kills my neshama. So chicken and milk kills my neshama? Maybe not. But not listening to the rabbis kills my neshama. Because that itself. So once it's suffik, it's not that I'm eating suffik poison, says the Meshech Chachma. Once it's suffik, then it can fall away. Avo besuffik eruv, I'll read one line. Imken kivish inyan azeh eno befrat ratzon aboy rakshetziva lishmo aleyem. Vekivin shal zeh lo dibru, imken lo nikra mishe eno osakein. So once it's suffik, so then it is not a problem. So that's one way that the Milchilas Esther says, the Ramban himself says, Kai gavna lo tiknu, number one. There is a second idea. Rav Soloveitchik mentions this here in the Rishima Shiurim, and this also might be behind what the Meshech Chachma is saying. Another idea. That first approach, I don't know if it connects Dafka to our Gemara. The other two approaches do. The Meshech Chachma also there, and the Rav here, says, maybe the Rambam never meant that if I have a taiva for a chicken cheeseburger and I eat it, I'm violating lo sasser. Every time you do it, the Rabbanan, you violate the Araisa. The Rambam says, if I violate, maybe violate means I am rebellious in my action. It's not that my Yetzirah overcame me and I ate it and I violated this with the Rabbanan. I had a taiva. We all have taivas and we all do things wrong. What's the Rambam talking about? If I violate lo sasser, don't swerve from what the rabbi said. That's talking about a person who willfully does not believe in the authority of the rabbis. Someone who says, I am not listening to this. I only listen to Hashem. I don't listen to the Rabbanan. I don't think they have power. A maisa mered. That type of attitude, that's what the Rambam's talking about. A regular is the Rabbanan that somebody violates, that's not lo sasser. That's not included in the Isidar Isa. What's the Rambam talking about? And that's what the Gemara says, that regular Drabanans, you know, are connected to. But when it comes to the Isra of Lasasar, it's specifically where one acts in a brazen way. That is exactly what is being referred to. Says the let me just find the line, Venira. You see, he says it a little bit later. I brought the Kiryat Sefer. The Ma'bit also says it in his commentary here on the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. Says the Ma'bit. I'll read it. Zesh einu modil ledivrehem v'cholek aleihem v'zenikra over b'inyan ze alav ze. If somebody is cholek on their hora'ah, that they question the power of Amisha over al davar shumi drabanan lahana aso ola toelta ola teavon. I have a taiva and I ate it. I violate Isidra Rabbanan. I do business on Shabbos and I violate an Isidra Rabbanan of Chilul Shabbos. How are you over al-Dirich HaChamim? V'uporitz yishkedu yishkedu nachash v'ino over al-Lav. That's not lo sasser. That is number two. And maybe that explains the Gemara too. But then there's a third approach that's what our Soloveitchik focuses on here. And that is, maybe even the Rambam would agree. When he says that when I violated Isidra Rabbanan and I also violated Daraisa, there's still a difference between violating an Isser d'Araisa, a Din d'Araisa within the Isser d'Araisa Lo Sasser, and a Din d'Rabbanan within the Isser d'Araisa Lo Sasser. There's still a difference in category between if the Rabbanan tell me this is what this Pasuk means that I violate, that's one category of Lo Sasser. If I violate an Isser d'Rabbanan within Lo Sasser, that's a different category of Lo Sasser. Even the Rambam would agree to that. And therefore, there could be different rules for the different categories within Lo Sasser. V'nira d'arabam sfirle, writes Rav Soloveitchik, shechalos dinim d'rabanan shonim be'etzem chalos shmam midinim d'araisa. Nehid chiyav d'rabanan mahavinami chalos chiyav d'araisa hamuzar milav de Lo Sasser, even if it's included, b'kalmakom chiyav d'rabanan mahavah chalos shem la'atzmo. It's a different chalos shem iser, and therefore there could be different rules. And the Rabbanan have the power to be koveya different rules for their Isser d'Rabbanan. Similar to number one, but HaTorah nitna l'chachamim ha'koach l'kvoa b'em din d'sari d'Rabbanan l'kula v'din shetolim b'em l'kula. And therefore it can still have the Rabbanan aspects, even though it's included in the Isser in the Isra Daraisa. And then he also says the Mumar emphasis. But that's the Rambam Shita. Again, three different approaches to the Rambam. Either Kaigabna Lo Tiknu, or it's only if you do it in a Merid type of way. Or even the Rambam would say that it's included in the Daraisa, so it has different rules that it could be subject to. But there's not so much discussion, not as much discussion, I would say, on the Ramban Shita. Because the Ramban, he has such a strong question on the Rambam, but the Ramban says it's not included in Lo Sasur. So then asked on the Ramban the opposite question. According to the Ramban, where in the Torah does it say that I have to listen to the rabbis about Din and Drabanan? According to the Rambam, it's included in Lo Sasur. According to the Ramban, okay, everybody says, okay, yes, bomb kasha on the Rambam. But according to the Ramban himself, where in the Torah does it say then that I have to listen to the rabbis when they say Din and Drabanan? Din and Daraisa is obviously included in Lo Sasur. But what about Din and Daraisa? So, right, and the Megillat Esther even says that our Gemara maybe is a proof to the Rambam against the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, Lo Sasur, Dinim D'Rabbanan, is not connected at all to Lo Sasei Shabbat Torah. So again, there are a number of approaches. Let's just mention one. And that is here also in Rav Salvatia, because I think if you take this approach, it's ironic if we take a step back and think about it. According to the Ramban, where's the source? Says the Rav Salvatia, even according to the Ramban, Dinim D'Rabbanan fit into the corpus of what he calls Chefsa Shel Torah. Meaning, let's say we're studying Mechaseches Megillah, which is basically all about Mitzvot D'Rabbanan. Are we being Mevatel Torah Midaraisa? And we're just learning Midrabbanan, but, you know, it's on a Torah level, we're not doing anything. But on a, of course not. If you learn a Din D'Rabbanan, you don't have to, a Chovas Gavra, it's only Drabbanan, not Daraisa. But in terms of the Chefsa Shel Torah, it becomes part of the corpus of the Torah, even on a Torah level. If I study Beis Shammai Shita, there's no obligation to follow that Shita. But if I study his Shita, it's obviously Torah. It's obviously Torah. You don't look at the Pratim. That's in terms of the personal obligation. But in terms of Chefsa Shel Torah, we discussed a couple of days ago, Birchas HaTorah, Chefsa Shel Torah, that of course is Daraisa. So even according to the Ramban, says Rav Salvatia, once the Din D'Rabbanan is created and it becomes part of Chefsa Shel Torah, then just like I have to listen to the Rabbanan when it comes, I have to listen to the Torah on the Daraisa levels, I have to listen to all the Torah. And I have to follow all the Torah, even if it's not based on Lo Sasur. But it becomes part of the Chefsa Shel Torah. The Afar Ramban Moda, the Chal Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, Chaloshim Torah Midaraisa. Verak Lagabi Chovas Gavra Amrin Shein Chalukim Mitzvahs Minatora Vein Chovas Agavra Chala Alim D'Rabbanan. But that's okay. And he says that, for example, the Rama, he quotes the Rama in Yoredeya. The Rama says that there's a difference in halacha. He says, even though this a separate topic that you're not allowed to take money to teach somebody Torah, right? Conceptually, that's only if you teach them Dinim Daraisa. But if you teach them Dinim Darabanan, it's mutter to take a schar for that. That's a Raman Yaradea Reish Mem Vav. Said Rav Salvatia thought that maybe he could argue on that Rama. Because once something is Torah, who cares if the chi of why I have to do it is a Darabanan and Daraisa. In terms of the essence of it, it becomes part of the larger corpus of mitzvos and Torah. So even according to the Ramban, once the Rabbanan said say their law, it's part of Torah, and therefore I have to listen to it. So if you think about it then, this sugya is usually approached as, oh, the Rambam says that the Rabbanan are included in Lo Sasur. So the Din and the Rabbanan are closer to Mitzvahs Daraisa, while the Rabban says the Din and the Rabbanan are not included in Lo Sasur, and there's a big difference between them. According to these two approaches of Rav Salvatia, it's flipped on its head in terms of emphasis. Even according to the Rambam, the third approach we said before, there are differences within Lo Sasur. By the Daraisas of Lo Sasur and the Darabanans of Lo Sasur. And even according to the Ramban, once the Din Darabanan is created, it becomes part of the Chefsa Shel Torah, part of the larger essence of the Torah. Either way, fascinating ha'ara. The other approach that's the most popular for the Ramban, where do we know that we have to listen to the Rabbanan? It's obvious. You read the whole Torah, and the Torah, the Rabbanan have authority to interpret laws. What? They have authority, but we don't have to listen to them. The assumption of their authority, that they have the power to do it, is that we have to listen to them. You don't need a specific tzivui for that. And this is part of the language, the big sugya of svara, of logic, of ratzon Hashem. It's obvious. There are many things in the Torah that are obvious that we have to do, even though the Torah doesn't say it explicitly. And this is one of them. It's obvious that if the Rabbanim have the power and the authority, and the religion wouldn't be able to exist without them, so then obviously we have a chiyuv to follow their words. Okay, again, this is a humongous topic. Lo Sasser in general, we discuss a specific topic within Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser and Dinim de Rabbanan. Maybe one day we'll talk about Minhagim, one day we'll talk about other powers of Lo Sasser, but that is this is today's discussion. Okay, we'll stop here.